Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
We were just talking about Shohei Ohtani, and obviously nothing, we haven't seen anything like him. But he also will be a free agent after this season. And obviously the Los Angeles Angels, the current team, don't win, right? They got a nice roster. They've tried. They brought in Joe Maddon, who was a great manager. They have Mike Trout, Anthony Rendon. Like, they have a lot of big names that either got hurt or it just hasn't come together for whatever reason. They haven't made the playoffs in 8 years. And Ohtani has said that as time goes on, his desire to win gets stronger and stronger. And so Ken Rosenthal, who is the great baseball reporter for Fox, he said on Fox Sports that Arnie Moreno, the owner of the Angels, does not want to trade Ohtani, not so much because he thinks he's going to be able to re-sign him, but because he doesn't want to be the owner or the person who goes down in history as having traded the best player ever. And I'm saying this, Ephraim. Arnie Moreno, obviously he's the owner. He can do whatever he wants. But the smart move, and he can't be fired, right? The smart move is to not worry about that and to make, because I don't think they're going to be able to re-sign him. And so if they can't re-sign him, and I think they should make him the best offer they can now, $500, $600 million, whatever it could be.
Seven.
And if he's seven, right, whatever their best might be. I don't know if they can go that high or not, but if they want to go that high, if he says no or even I'm not signing anything, I want to test free agency, let's wait till the end of the season. Not a definite I'm out of here, but just let's wait. I still trade him. I trade him for the best package I could get, which I imagine would be a haul. And because baseball, Ephraim's different. It's not like trading LeBron James or Michael Jordan or somebody like that. Because in baseball, no matter how good the individual player is, Ohtani could get traded or signed somewhere else or get traded elsewhere and never win a championship. Because in baseball, one player is just hard to dominate enough to lift your team. Now, maybe he could have a better chance of doing it because he pitches and hits. But even so, what if the other four pitchers aren't getting the job done, right? So
yeah.
I just don't think it's the same as trading Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or any of those basketball players I mentioned. So he has to just do what's right for his team, and I think that's getting the best trade package you can for Otani.
As an owner, your goal should be championships.
Right.
Your goal should be not holding on to players who may or may not turn out to be the greatest player of all time. You can have the greatest player of all time on your team and never win a championship. What have you accomplished? So that sentiment lets me know that they're not looking at this the correct way. I don't want to go down in history as trading away possibly the greatest player to ever play. As you stated, and as we know, baseball fans, one player, pitcher, hitter, shortstop, what one player cannot dominate the game enough to put you over the hump. He can be right. A piece that's added to a team that's there, a perennial contender that can put them over the hump. But it's more than that. Baseball is more nuanced than that, because even as the best pitcher in the league, they get you one every 5 days,
right?
One every five games.
Right.
So
you could go 30-0.
You really
and
could.
Y'all not even make the playoffs.
And not make the playoffs.
Right, right.
You could bat 400 and not make the playoffs. So what you need to do is you need to look at your roster, what's needed, and what can we get. When his value right now is as high as it's ever going to be. Right now.
Yep.
The people are clamoring. They'll give you anything for this type of talent right now. Especially those who are on the cusp or feel that this can get them to the World Series. So I would offer him the max that we could, 600, 650, whatever that is. If he doesn't, obviously he wants to leave. It just feels like he's looking
it
to win.
Feel, right,
it
right.
feels like that. So,
and I want him to leave. I usually don't even get involved.
You
got
to go.
Like
go to a huge market.
Baseball
needs that. In my opinion, baseball needs that.
Yep.
If he was 40 minutes up the well, depending on what time of day, if he went from Anaheim to the Dodgers, it'd be a completely different.
Yep.
I mean, it just opens so many things up.
Yep.
I said this the other day, like, Shohei is the best baseball player on the planet Earth. He has one New Balance commercial. What is happening? This is the right. face of baseball.
Even with the language barrier, he should be doing more.
You know what I would do?
No doubt.
I would sit him in an SUV, sitting next to Kevin Hart or somebody like that, and have Kevin having this whole long conversation with him, and he looking at Kevin, looking at Kevin, looking at Kevin, and then he says, you know what I mean? And listen.
That's a great idea.
Listen.
I know you're a writer.
Listen, Shohei turns. He has an ear pod in. He has his phone, and it's translating everything Kevin says.
Oh.
He speaks into the phone and says something real funny back to Kevin, right? And now, boom, Google
Have
Pixel.
Have you pitched
that? No, but this is – you know my mind.
You gave that up.
It don't matter, man. I got a million of them. They don't go away.
I'm calling iPhone right now.
They don't go away. I got a million of them. But what I say that to say, you have to brand your face of your league
right.
with current culture.
Right.
You have
Absolutely.
To integrate that person with the culture. And if you don't do that, he's just the greatest baseball player on the mic. New Balance?
No, you're right.
Come on, man.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Let's go to the NBA, Ephraim. And Zion Williamson made a guest appearance, surprise appearance, on Gilbert Arenas' podcast. And he talked about his struggles with eating or with his diet, which may have contributed to his inability to stay on the court. Here he is.
Is it hard to diet at your age?
Sheesh.
Be honest.
Since it's you, I'll be real. There are times when I will say that, man, that shit hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard, man. Like, you 20, 22, got a lot of money. It feel like all the money in the world, man. It is hard, but I'm at that point now where because of certain things, I'm putting back, like, the wisdom around me, bunch of, like, I don't want to say older because they take offense to it. And I'm just putting people around me with wisdom, put me on game to certain things, and just go from there, though.
Look, I'm not going to demolish Zion for that. He was honest, so I give him credit for being honest. And if you listen to a lot of that interview, you know, he admitted to really needing to make some changes, you know, and learning from these first few years where he really hasn't been able to play a lot. But he has said that there's a lot of things he could have done better. In fact, here's a quote, one of the quotes he says, like Coach K taught me, I have to own up to my responsibilities. There are a lot of things I could have done better. I didn't. I'm in the process of fixing those things. So I like it. I like his, hopefully this is sincere, but I like it if he's, you know, willing to do this. Because to be honest, Ephraim, we don't see a lot of athletes, I don't think, willing to say something like that, unless they're in dire straits. And obviously they, like a Ja Morant, had to say it. And then he didn't mean it, because obviously he didn't change his ways that first time. Hopefully he does it now. But, you know, I've heard athletes say, I have no regrets. I never regret anything because I learned from everything. I mean, look, if you're a human being, you got some regrets. I've lived a good life. I'm not bashing myself, but there's things I've done that I regret. You know what I mean? I think we're all human, and we should be able to admit that. So I give him credit for that. What I will say is this. He's got to get serious. And hopefully what he says is what he means. Because if he has the ability to be an all-time great player, Ephraim. I mean, when he plays, he is nothing short of dominant, period. And he had that team near the top of the Western Conference when he was healthy last year. 27.78 rebounds a game, shoots a high percentage, 60-plus percent, can bring the ball up like a point guard at times. But the guys that fulfill their potential, Ephraim, are guys that really take it seriously. Charles Barkley talks about how Moses Malone pushed him to lose 50 pounds. Remember, he came out, he was the round mound of rebound, the Leaning Tower of Pizza. I mean, he was all these, you know, like nicknames about his weight. And he lost that weight, and people still think of him as like he was chunky. But if you look at him in his prime, you notice, Ephraim, he was put together well. He wasn't
chunky. It was a brick house.
Right, absolutely. And so he did that. LeBron is freaking 38 years old, has accomplished as we all, most of us think he's either the second best, something, the first best player ever. And he still is working his tail off. I mean, when he's accomplished all this other stuff. And so Zion, if he's going to follow LeBron, as he said, I'm going to follow that blueprint, then good for him. But the time to do that was yesterday. So he's a little behind because maybe hasn't done those things. And so hopefully he means it and he's about to buckle down.
Well, let me tell you this. The money is too big. It's too much money too fast for these young men. The thing that I took from that interview is it feels like I have all the money in the world. So a 21, 22-year-old, you got to remember, he had a $90 million shoe contract before he got drafted. You want to talk about all the money in the world? You feel like you can do anything. And that is counterproductive when you're trying to be great at something.
And because LeBron had that too.
Because normally you're talking about outliers, okay? When you speak of LeBron and the Jordans and the Kobes, okay, these are outliers. So you can't hold the rest of the league to that standard because they're special. That's a reason they're talked about as being the greatest ever. We're just talking about you becoming a professional athlete, right? And living up to your potential, which he hasn't done. The right discipline it takes off the court is more important than your discipline on the court. You only play. You're only out there playing for 48 minutes.
Right.
40, right? The rest of your life is happening off the court.
Right.
What you do with your homeboys, Ja Morant. What you do at the fast food restaurant or at home in the kitchen, Zion Williamson. What you do in the bedroom and others, Zion. That's where the discipline is most needed. Basketball becomes... You're great at that. This kid has been a sensation since he was 12, 13 years old because of social media. Everybody in the world knew who he was. He goes to Duke, and he said Coach K had taught him some things. He's just been a kid who's been great at basketball. He went to college for 1 year. How much can you learn in a couple months? Even if your coach or your mentor is someone like Coach K, you can right only learn so much. He landed in the NBA as the number one pick in the draft with a truckload of money and all his dreams and prayers answered. So now what? So now what? If you don't have people in place, if you don't have a real legitimate circle, then it is, this is not irregular. This will happen to you because everybody loves what the money and the fame has to offer in your circle. But if you don't have somebody to be like, look, and I was very critical of New Orleans and their staff for not getting him a live-in chef, not giving him a nutritionist, right? You have to be able to monitor and watch your investment because he's a child.
He should have definitely had
all of that. It should have been a requirement.
Question. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing, right, Ephraim, like, his eating should not be a problem. And I get it. I'm not saying beignets, gumbo, jumbo. That's from where I'm from. So I know all that. And I know it's tempting. But you know how it is. I often say this, somewhat serious, somewhat joking. If I could have a live-in chef.
Oh, number one thing.
I could be a vegan.
Number one thing right now.
Well, you are. I know you've gone vegan. Yeah. But I could be a vegan, right? Because they know how to cook it up where it's tasty.
Everything you
and
need.
And if they're doing it for you. So his diet there, and I give him credit for being honest, but there's no excuse.
That's the discipline I'm talking about, right? You got $100 million in the bank. Of course, my house is gonna have a guest house. My chef is gonna be there.
Right.
Not anything I'm eating at home, he's preparing or she's preparing. Period. It's gonna taste great. It's gonna be exactly
you
what I need.
Miss the other stuff.
When I'm rehabbing, when I'm injured, I'm not going to put on 15, 20, 25 pounds because I don't have the discipline enough to eat properly because I can't work out. That's what I'm talking about. You gotta be able to go into these kids' lives if you've invested that amount of capital into them in them, and you gotta be able to guide them and give them that guidance to where they don't become a detriment to themselves.
So let me ask you this, because I'm sure you've seen guys who live it up, party with the girls, all that stuff, right? But yet are able to have that discipline. Is that, how do guys do that? You know, where they still have their fun and all that, but they also are disciplined enough to not let it affect their game.
Very difficult to do it as a young player. Very difficult, especially now.
So do most of the young superstars, regardless of the sport, but we're mainly talking football and basketball, the guys that are young superstars, are they not out there, you know, kicking it, living it up to the maximum or, you know, at least to a large degree in your mind?
They are, but the job comes first. I've seen guys. Floyd is a perfect example. Floyd Mayweather, right? If you, we're doing a documentary on Floyd right now, so we have a lot of access to stuff. Floyd parties, he do all that. He will train at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm. He'll go have some burgers and all of that. We've seen it on 24/7 and then Fight 360 right. Or whatever, and then he'll go and train. He never let his lifestyle outside of the ring affect his training and being ready for inside of the ring. I'm not saying you can't go party, you can't have a good time, you can't go to the club, but that's not your job. That's not your livelihood. You can go to the club, but if you get up at 4 or 5 in the morning and go work out, okay, now we're working.
Right, right.
You have to be able to do that.
It boils down to, and we've said this in a lot of different circumstances. Do you love the game or do you love what it brings?
Games get you. Yep.
Right? And that's the thing. If you really love the game, like a LeBron James or somebody like that.
Like a Kobe Bryant.
Like no matter what you accomplish, you're going to work your tail off. If you just love what it brings, then once you get that stuff, the women, the fame, the material, right? Like you're going to lose sight of the main thing.
I don't know Zion, but watching him and his weight fluctuate and all the things that's going on with him and on social media and you know all the I don't know if you know what's out there. It's out of control, right?
Right.
To me, that doesn't scream, I'm in the lab. I'm working. I'm getting right. I'm trying to play all 82 next year. Right. That doesn't scream that to me.
No, no.
So I all I can do is, you know who, I loved watching Kevin Garnett play because you knew he loved basketball. Absolutely. I loved watching Kobe Bryant play because you knew he loved basketball. And when you listen to his contemporaries and they say, hey, I got up at 6 o'clock to come down to work out, and Kobe was already sweating, dripping.
Right. Right.
Right. Eating
Team
breakfast because he'd been down there since 4 a.m. He'd already got a right. workout in. You right. thought you were coming to get one in, and he ready for number two.
So let me ask you this before we throw it out to the callers. Do you think it's obviously not too late chronologically, but do you think the fact that he's about to be 5 years in now and he's just coming to this revelation, if we're giving him the benefit of the doubt that he is, now he's not just saying it, do you think that it kind of shows that, it really ain't in you?
Oh, it definitely does show it's not in you. But he can change all of that. His abilities alone. If you put some discipline behind those abilities, that his God-given abilities, it's a wrap, brother. He will take the league by storm.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do it when you're sitting on 200 mil. It's hard to do it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We talked yesterday about Victor Wembanyama, who is the most ballyhooed prospect that the NBA has ever had, or at least since LeBron James. And about a month ago, I caught a lot of flack because I said that if he doesn't have a better career, if he hasn't doesn't surpass not only Kevin Durant, but Hakeem Olajuwon, then based on the expectations, he will have been a disappointment. Not in my words, but I base that on what people are saying. Now, Adrian Wojnarowski reported that he's been told by executives in the league that Wembanyama might be the greatest prospect in American team sports history. Not just basketball, football, baseball, whatever it is. He also said that he's been told that by year three, Wembanyama is believed by some to be a guy that will be the best offensive and defensive player in the game by year three. Jerry West, after a 9.8 rebound, 5 block performance in his summer league debut for Wembanyama, Jerry West, arguably the greatest talent evaluator in the history of the game, said he reminds him of Bill Russell. And this weekend, Kenny Smith, who is a very reputable judge of talent, former player, now, of course, with TNT, he said this.
In year four, he'll be the MVP of the league. I think in 4 years, they will be good. They will be good enough to contend. They might have, you know, another player with him. He will know the league. There will be no LeBron James. Right. There will be no Steph Curry. There will be no Kevin Durant at their height.
He said by year four, he's going to be the MVP. Now, I was not predicting Wembanyama will be better than Durant and Olajuwon. I am simply saying, Ephraim, that with these type of comments being made by basketball, reputable basketball evaluators, those are the expectations. Those the other guys this stuff was said about, Kareem, LeBron, they're better than Olajuwon and Durant. And of course, there's Jordan and Duncan and Bird and Magic and those guys who also are better. They didn't get this type of hype, but that's what I'm saying. Where are you at on this? Do you think I'm wrong to say that?
I think it's unfair to say it. I think it's unfair to him because all of those things may be true, but there's only one person that can make that come to fruition, and that's Victor Wembanyama. It all depends. Now, he has the natural gifts. That's where you start, right? So he has the natural gifts of being 7'3.5", his abilities to shoot the long ball, to handle the ball. He won't be doing a lot of that in the Spurs offense. That's not, they're not going to have him running point center like Nikola Jokic does. That's just not.
I think he will play on the perimeter.
He may play on the perimeter, but he won't be bringing the ball up and sitting running and setting the offense. That's what I'm saying. So, in a league of shooters and long balls, we've watched kind of like a throwback with Nikola Jokic taking the league over by storm. You got Joel Embiid, who just won the MVP. So the last three years of MVPs have been won by centers. Right? There's a little shift.
The last five.
If you count Giannis as a center, he's not a center, but a big. We'll just say a big.
Right.
All right. So now he's positioned to be the MVP if he can get his body, his mentality, his work ethic up to where it needs to be night in, night out at an NBA level. What he's going to have to do is he's going to have to play, and he's going to have to play a lot, and he's going to have to play hard. Can his frame hold up under those circumstances? It's going to be hard to win the MVP in San Antonio load managing. So
yeah, and I hope they don't.
But this is what I'm talking about, right?
They can't do a disservice.
So we gotta look at the totality of the situation.
But
yeah,
I will say this about them. I will say this quickly, because obviously the Spurs started low management.
Yes.
But the way they low managed with Duncan and those guys, they would play 80 games. They would just limit the minutes. You know, you're still playing 33, 30, you know, usually around 33 minutes earlier in his career.
It's
was
easy
more.
To do that but when you that, got right, when I you got some right Hall of there. Famers on the team with you.
No, but well,
there's it's.
Wembanyama. I'm just saying they. I do not think they would purposely if he's healthy. Knowing that the NBA now has the rule where you have to play at least 65 games, right, to be available for awards and all that, I don't think they would purposely limit him to less than that.
He's got to play. He's got to play a bunch.
And Duncan he's got, really, and, just looking at, he didn't load manage. To,
oh no, no, he's playing. He's
much later in his career, and again, that was more minutes than games.
So you. To win the MVP, you got to play at a high level consistently for years. Joel Embiid has been on the cusp of being the MVP for, you know, 3 years. He finally won it. Giannis the same way. Finally won it. Finally got it. Nikola Jokic, he's been dominant for, I mean, people are just realizing just how dominant he was.
So are but you saying that you don't, because I don't think Kenny's statement is out of bounds.
It isn't, but a lot has to happen. You look at the players who are winning MVPs. Look at their teams.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Show me what the Spurs have. And he said in 4 years, so a lot can change from now to right. then. But that's heavy. That's the heavy lifting he's going to have to get through. He's going to have to get through the lean one, first, second, third year of may or may not. That is not a destination. San Antonio is not a free agent destination. Look at those teams that they built in San Antonio. They built it from the draft. They were.
But what they're saying about this kid is it's not going to be about everybody else.
Yeah, but
now you're going to need good players.
You can't.
But if he
win the MVP,
players,
if your team isn't making the playoffs,
the team's not going to be bad. We're saying he's going to be so good. That he's getting them in the playoffs.
So similar to what LeBron did, right?
Like, who has Luka had? Jalen Brunson wasn't known as anything special.
What I'm
up
telling
until
you
he
guys,
went to the Knicks.
But what I'm telling you is, when you look at those, right? When you look at Luka, when you look at Steph, when you look at even Giannis, when you look at these guys, Nicole, they're ball centric. The ball is in their hands. They're leading their teams because the ball is in their hands.
He could easily have the ball as much as
that. It's not going to work like that.
Giannis. Not Luka. I don't want him. I don't want any of my players, to be honest. If I'm trying to
much.
Win an NBA
You're right.
champion,
it's too much.
I don't want any
it's
of my
much.
Players have handling as much
but
as Luka.
The only reason
but
I put him in there is because you brought it up. Now, Giannis put... When Giannis got his size and his strength, that's when he became dominant.
Right.
When Giannis was wiry and long, he wasn't dominant like that. He got pushed around in the lane.
And he wasn't as skilled.
He
as
was
skilled.
Not as skilled. There's
he's
a long
still
way.
Not as
There's a long
in
way.
Many ways.
He's just more physically dominant.
Right.
He can get to his spot, and once he gets in the paint, it's over.
Right.
Right. That's a long 7'5".
4 years. But here's the thing why I don't think he's out of pocket. I'm not predicting he's going to win it in year four. I'm just saying LeBron was a top five candidate in final votes twice in his first 4 years. Luka was as well, and Luka was even favored to win, preseason favorite to win the MVP
this year.
Twice yep. in his first. Yeah, it's been three times in his 5 years. But twice in his first 4 years.
And you know why it hasn't happened? You look at the teams and the lack of success by these teams.
But yeah, this year's obviously was really bad. But, you know,
Numbers are good.
Yeah.
Your output
you
is good.
Win. Yeah, you got
to
win.
In order to get to the MVP, your team has to be a viable contender for the championship.
But see, I think people are saying this dude, and I don't know, we'll see.
He doesn't have the ball enough in his hands.
This dude is going to be so good.
He doesn't have the ball enough in his hands. I'm
First
sorry.
First of all, he can have the ball.
Yeah, but it's
he
not.
Can, he
can.
Will be able to lead, he mm-hmm. will be able to lead the ball, lead the fast break, rebound, and go.
He was great overseas doing that and great
right.
against G League players. He was great doing that.
You don't think he'll be able to push the ball up the court in the NBA?
No. You know why?
Why?
He's just too tall. It's too much space for the ball to go from the ground.
I mean, Jokic does it at 7 feet.
Jokic does it because he's wide. He'll walk it up and he'll push it.
No, I'm talking about in the break. Yeah.
Or if he grabs the ball off the rebound and goes, yes, of course.
That's what I'm talking about.
He has, if you watch Wembanyama, he has a very long dribble, a long crossover. It's a lot of air between the – he's not bending down dribbling, right? So as a defender –
I think in the half court, I'm not going to want him playing like a point guard. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying he will be able to.
He could take it off the rim and go
in transition.
He could take it off the rim and go,
and then he'll have it on the wing.
He's got to do
that
a lot.
He'll be able to handle the ball. Where I don't want him dribbling, at least for now.
No, you don't want that.
Is in the paint.
No, what you want him to do is be able to control the game from the high post, like Nikola does.
But he can also flash to the low post or to the middle of the paint, catch it, and just don't dribble. Right?
Can't put it down.
You catch in the middle of the paint.
Cannot put it down.
Yep, just turn around.
Can't put it. If you put it down, I tell my kids that I coach now in basketball, my tall kids, your superpower is your height. You keep it up. If you bring it down, you're just a mere mortal.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.